eat more, a lot of sugar. Oh my gosh. I remember at some point I was eating candy every day when I worked with you at Docu.
Yeah.
I was eating candy every day.
From, what's it called?
Pivot.
Yeah.
I blew the fuck up. Like, my body blew up. I was so thick.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Okay, we are back. Welcome back.
We hope you're doing well. And it's time for you to ask me the question.
Oh, how are you doing?
I don't think I would not be ready to answer that. I'm doing okay. Life is interesting.
Isn't it?
COVID is still doing its thing. People are still reacting to it. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I have to be here approximately for another 40-something years. Be here and your girl's already tired.
Oh. Yeah. Work type thing.
No, being a human. I think it kind of gets a little exhausting. Very existential thinker, so... Yeah, what is life? What is the meaning of life?
Anyways, I hope you'll be here for more than 40 years.
I'd hope so, but
give or take.
I mean, if your body starts declining at, 25, if 25 is our peak.
I don't think 25 is the peak.
Scientifically, that's what they said in all of my psych classes. 25 is the peak.
Okay.
So if 25 is the peak and I'm going 40 years past 25, that's impressive. You know what I mean? If I'm gonna become crippled in my aging journey, as soon as I can't sit or pick shit up without pain, goodbye, world.
and hoping that's not a parasuicidal ideation.
It's just a hope.
It's just a thought. So this is how you're doing today. Just
yes.
Very existential.
True. How are you?
But, you know, it'd be the same. It'd be the same.
Yeah, your life doesn't change much day to day.
It'd be the same.
You're very consistent.
Man, I'm up here all day.
True. She wakes up at 5, 5:30.
I wake up at 4:50.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Never mind. to leave for 5:30.
Yeah, around that time.
To come to the office and nap for a little bit.
I don't nap. I just rest my eyes.
And then her day begins.
Yeah.
And then you leave at 8.
Yeah, I leave at 8.
Yeah.
I'm trying to leave at 7 next year. And you can see it reflecting in my schedule. So...
True, we have access to each other's schedules.
Progress.
I am dead. Okay. So today we'll actually be talking about a different schema. Again, don't get too confused by the word schema. It just means
patterns. Yeah, life patterns.
Yeah, ways of being. And one we're going to talk about today is insufficient self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me.
This is you.
So... Someone who has insufficient self-control essentially has difficulty controlling their impulses. So if they want something, they want it now. And if they have something, they want all of it right now. Mm-hmm. So bag of chips, gone. Candy, gone. Money, gone. So this is somebody who spends a lot. Like, their life is about consuming.
Mm.
And this one resonates with me a lot. I'm just going to... pull up more about it here, because I think this is a very important one that actually a lot of people have, and I think that societally, especially with our access to social media and all that type of stuff, you know, you'll talk to people who spend hours on TikTok, for example.
Right. A whole day.
Hours, a whole day.
Yeah.
I deleted that.
I deleted TikTok.
I deleted my Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash,
you
all that
did?
Stuff. I deleted it because it made... that easier for me.
Mm.
You know, there was a time where we didn't have food at our fingertips. mm-hmm. that we actually had to go out and kind of get it.
True.
But now everything is on our phone, so it's accessible. Amazon. Right. How many times do we need something? We're just like, oh, I'll go on Amazon. I'll just buy it. It's only like
for tomorrow. Yeah. I'll get it for tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Exactly.
That's dangerous.
So it's just like, we have this world that's so fast now and so accessible mm-hmm. that it's like for people who had trouble controlling their impulses in the first place. It's been made worse.
You can order Uber Eats and not even interact with someone.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's just like the amount of people I know who've maxed out their credit cards mm-hmm. off of Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Credit cards.
Yeah. Off of impulsive decisions.
Right. So somebody who has this life pattern has difficulty with self-discipline or self-control. So it could show up as self-sabotage, difficulty following through with plans or goals. How many mm-hmm. people do we know have difficulty following through with plans or goals that they have? A lot.
A lot
because there's not enough discipline to kind of stick through with mm-hmm. something. People may also have difficulty with making instant decisions that they regret later. Mm. So a lot of impulsivity when it comes to this schema or this way of being. But I think the people who suffer from the schema, their lives are usually quite chaotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be the theme. Mm-hmm. Because of that though, right? Like, oh, I want to maybe, you know, buy this today. But it's like, was that the, you know, the most rational decision? No.
Right.
But emotionally, I felt like I wanted to.
Right. And something that has always happened for me is that, you know, I would get an idea, something would be very interesting right away, and then I'd start it, like a script or something, I'd start writing it, and then I'd get bored so quickly, and then I would find it difficult to stick to it. And I think that's because, like, in my mind, when I get that idea, it's like a dopamine hit. Following through, though, and going through that process, it's like, oh, this is long and boring, so like, why would I do that? So I've always had difficulty following through and completing mm-hmm. anything I've started, no matter how excited I was about it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to learn how to create some form of consistency, even if it's just like 5 minutes a day, even like working on my thesis. That's been mm-hmm. a process, like just daily. But it's hard for someone who has a schema to sit with something boring and follow through and maintain like focus and concentration.
But that's what that's like the hardest part, right? About when you're writing like a thesis or like a dissertation, like you have to sit there and work on it little by little every day.
Consistently
until you reach that goal, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really boring. Like you're doing literature review, you're not doing anything really, you know, mm-hmm. interesting. Like you might be interested in the subject, but mm-hmm. all of these readings and reviews, like you might, you know, so.
So it's a lot of emotions with the process, whether it's like exhaustion or boredom or stress or anxiety. And instead of like sitting with it and then working on the thing anyways, we run away from it by, you know, making food or going on TikTok or shopping and things like that to run away from these emotions. And I think a lot of that, a lot of the schema for me probably derives from my lack of structure in my childhood. Mm. I think there were a lot of times because my parents were immigrants that they had to both work two jobs, both of your parents working 16 hours and you see them, you don't even see them in the morning, but you see them before you go to sleep at night.
Yeah, like here and there.
Here and there. So it's like, as a kid, you're left to your own devices. There's no adult telling you.
There's no boundaries.
Yeah, there's no boundaries. There's no, oh, you've spent 4 hours on the computer, stop. Mm-hmm. There's no, oh, you can't eat that whole bag of chips. So I would only be exposed to that, to them on the weekends because that's when they were home. And then when they would try to put rules in place, I'd be like, why are you telling me what to do? Like, because 5 days a week, you're not here. Like, who are you?
That was kind of like, or you can play it for 2 days and then get back to what you usually do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that lack of structure, lack of accountability, mm-hmm. lack of, you know, motivation to consistently stick with something derives a lot from the habits I didn't develop as a child because I didn't have that structure or that or mm-hmm. that consistency. So my being is surrounded by what can we do to feel good right now mm-hmm. versus what could we put off now to feel good in the long run for longer term. Right. So it's something I struggle with quite a bit that I have to consistently work on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had that schema until like so much later, because like during undergrad, you would still study, like you would still get like the best grade out of like our friend group. So I'm like, oh, she's good. Like, yes, she's studying at 1 a.m. before the exam, but like she's good. You know, because you would always make it through. So it's like, you know?
Yeah, insufficient self-control. It's interesting because it could show up in ways that don't look like a problem. I remember at that time in my life, not only did I have 6 courses, but I had 2 jobs.
And you were volunteering.
Volunteer labs and stuff. Listen. And that's so many things to put on your plate. You can't handle all of those well. Mm-hmm. You know, something's going to slip.
Yeah.
Through the cracks. And fortunately, at that time, my work didn't require much brain work. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I'd show up, go home type of thing. But at that point, I remember not having enough time to study for things, not having enough time to write. I would write papers like three, four hours before they were due. I was studying for things that the night before, all my finals the night before.
But like, do you think being that busy forced you to not procrastinate, or did it contribute to you procrastinating?
Oh, it forced me to not procrastinate.
Yeah.
Because I always had something to do. The pressure was on and I couldn't let anything slip through the cracks. Mm-hmm. I couldn't let anything slip through the cracks at all. So I was working, but that's the lack of self-control part, where, you know, working and work and school became part of my being, and that was most of what I was trying to do. And because I was so stressed and anxious, I would then eat more. Mm-hmm. Eat more, a lot of sugar. Oh my gosh, I remember at some point I was eating candy every day when I worked with you at Docu.
Yeah.
I was eating candy every day.
From, what's it called?
Pivot.
Yeah.
I blew the fuck up. Like, my body blew up. I was so thick.
But I feel like it was low-key normalized, because like, you know, like student life, I was eating noodles, your thing was candy. It was like, this is a mess, you know. This be university. We're just trying to remember the $1 drinks, like we're just trying to get through this.
Exactly. But that really ruined my health. Like, I'm a type 2 diabetic now, and it's just like the coping mechanism I use is the same thing that's like killing me if I don't manage this disease.
Yeah.
So it's insane what the implications of this schema could be. Mm-hmm. Like not having enough self-control to like not procrastinate, or being way too impulsive with your decisions. Mm-hmm. But yes, it and sometimes these personalities are more prone to addictions. A lot of issues tend to be health related.
Right.
Because there's no internal system saying, stop.
Right.
There's
nothing.
That's
enough.
There's nothing saying that's enough. There's nothing saying that, oh, we've passed our limit. It's like we could eat all the candies in the bag. We could stay up till whatever time we want. And these things are things that contribute to depression and anxiety, too. If you're not treating your body well, it's not going to develop the proper chemicals you need to have you feeling like a proper functional human being.
Right.
So you're going to feel like trash. So part of mental health is in your habits. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't understand.
It is in your habits.
Sometimes clients want the cure.
There's no cure.
Sometimes you need to change your habits. Quick fix, easy. And it's just like, no, this is a day-to-day choice. And are you going to decide to scroll on TikTok for 3 hours, or are you going to use those 3 hours to go to sleep early?
But for some people, like, it's really difficult for them.
It's
so difficult for them.
It is. I had to get myself an accountability buddy. Mm-hmm. I live with a really, really good friend now. And they are very good. We're very good at parenting each other.
Right.
Because it's like, sometimes I don't follow through with my limit, and they'll be like, no.
You said you know.
No.
Yeah.
Did you work on your thesis today?
That's your every parenting day. Voice right there.
Exactly. Yeah. or even the part that's where it's where, you know, we eat healthy mm-hmm. all day. And then the evening we'll be like, okay, let's treat ourselves. So it's right. like doing the hard thing before you do the thing you want to do. Or like having time to work on the thesis before turning on the TV and Netflix mm-hmm. and watching some show just to numb out type of thing. So it's really in the day-to-day decisions that it's really, really hard. And I remember my teen years and my school years were really difficult, specifically because of that. Yeah, my teen years and my school years were difficult, particularly because of that. You know, my room was never clean. I'd have difficulty with self-care and hygiene and eating properly. I didn't know what to feed myself, how much. I would always be eating junk food. So, like, a lot of my habits were just terrible. And it's just, like, a lot of kids need structure and stability in their routine and their eating habits and their sleeping habits in order to be able to take care of themselves properly. And I think this is where a lot of parents have difficulty.
Mm-hmm. But kids really do need structure. Like, you know, this is your bedtime. Mm-hmm. This is supper time. What are you doing for homework? Like, they need kind of like that routine set up, right? Like, you can't eat the entire bag of chips. You have to share it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the way that things were done at my house. You have to share everything. I remember my mom, like, you know, the Kit Kat bar, she would split it in four. I'm like, man, just get us each our own bar. She's like, nah, you guys need to learn how to share. And yeah. So I feel like that helped a lot growing up.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. But yeah, for me, it was like a lot of, I remember at some point I was binge eating too and going on diet. So my self-control has always been.
With food?
Yeah. It's always been a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Always been a challenge with food, with money. That's been another big one. My self-control with money has been a big issue in the past. Self-control with a healthy eating habit, like mm-hmm. healthy daily habits, sleeping, that type of thing, social media. But I think I've recognized it's throughout the years, it's a major problem. If I don't tackle this now, mm-hmm. it will forever be a problem. So it's something that's And it's schemas, you have to tackle them day to day, unfortunately. Like, it's a daily, in every single one of my choices, even last night. Do I go to sleep now? Yes, let's go to sleep now. Okay, let's wake up. What are we eating when we wake up? Are we eating poorly or are we eating good? Okay, we're eating good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? Right. What are we going to spend our time
doing? One foot in front of the other.
Oh my gosh. It's like you're reparenting all over again. And sometimes I wish that I grew up in a family that was like, okay, so we have all these rules
mm-hmm.
for living in this house. We have chores on a specific day.
You didn't have
day. Chores? I had chores, but it was never on a specific day.
Oh.
It was never like structured. And sometimes I could get away with it, with not doing it. So there would be, with my parents, it was a lot of, you know, either rules and stuff, but they would never, like, follow through with any consequences. So I just got away with a whole bunch of shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So without that discipline or that consequence, and I think it might have been due to guilt for not being there with us most days of the week, that they just wanted the best for us or us to have the best experiences when we were
out
with
of good
them.
Intentions.
Yeah, out of good intentions, but it's like, don't let your guilt ruin your child's life. Your child needs to develop habits. Your child needs to be self-sufficient. They need to know how to feed themselves. They need to know how to take care of the hygiene and bathe themselves. And it creates almost like a dependency. Oh, mom will tell me when to call the doctor. I don't have to worry about it. So it's just like people who have this unrelenting self-control schema, we're just in this childlike play mode all the time, because all we want to do is play, have fun.
But does it feel like sometimes you're not adulting? Because you are adulting.
Does it feel? It can feel like that for some people, like they're not adulting, like they're not responsible. I think for me, though my mom didn't teach me those habits like the hygiene and the self-care and the eating, she always taught me to be responsible.
Yeah.
To work hard, to be responsible, to persevere. So it's like I got one side of the coin in terms of good qualities, and then I also got a sack of shit I have to work through for the rest of my life. So,
but you're working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Did you clean your car?
No, I did not. That's going to be my one.
You're going to get to it.
I don't know if I'm going to get to it. I just need to stop eating in my car. I've stopped eating in my bedroom.
Okay.
No food in the bedroom. There's no TV in the bedroom. There's just a bed.
Mm-hmm,
and my clothes.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes we get into these habits too, where it's like, why am I eating in places I know my mom would have whooped my ass if she saw me eating here?
I love how your mom is always in the background somewhere.
True.
Reminding you.
True.
Of what you should or shouldn't do.
True. Very, very true. Mm-hmm. So I think this schema is very important to tackle because of the major implications it has. You know, your internal provider, if it's always giving you what you want, then you'll never get what you need. And that always leaves people in a place of panic. Like, if you're always buying the things you want and impulsive shopping and doing all these things, you need an emergency fund. You need, you know, extra money. What happens when that day comes up and you don't have it? We're thrown into a panic and we're left feeling like, oh my gosh, like, this is a dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine living your life feeling like every situation is a dire situation.
Yeah.
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 So it's a lot.
It is. But especially as self-employed people, like you need to have a cushion. You need to have something because you don't have like employment insurance and things like that. You don't have like, you know, your job being able, you don't have vacation days. So it's like you have to be, you know, on top of things at all times, basically.
Mm-hmm. And a big part of this schema, too, is, like, the shame and inadequacy, where it's, like, you have these goals, because we're really good at fantasizing, too. So it's, like, we always have this ideal of what we want our lives to look like or the habits we want to have, but then we feel stuck and ashamed and inadequate because we're never actually able to put it into place. And this is where I tell people to, like, recruit as much help as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remind yourself every day that this is a goal that you have for you and that it's actually going to take time and you can reward yourself along the way for certain milestones that you meet, but it can't be all the time. But it's like really a choice. It's really a day-to-day, everyday choice. I think every day you have to make about 50 different choices.
Yeah.
And then those 50 different choices either put you on the track towards your goals or away from them.
Right.
So it's insane.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this one especially is a very active schema. Like you know, like every day. And it's true, it can get very chaotic. Yeah.
Yeah, I've lived my life with lots of drama. My life moves very quickly. And I remember doing impulsive things like getting pets or getting...
Do you think that was impulsive?
Maybe it was impulsive. I think I've always desired pets. I think I take good care of them. But I think most people sometimes would think, okay, how much would this be per month? How much care would it take? When would I have to? So I don't think I set up the logistics in my mind till the things actually happen, which I need to work on. Which I need to work on. So this is, if you have the schema, props to you, because living with it is already a hard thing. But just know that if you do want things to get better, it is an active choice. And right. No one's going to make that choice for you till you want it for yourself.
Yeah, you have to work at it every day.
Yeah. So I guess the reflection question is, what's keeping you from working on those things for yourself?
Right.
Yeah, and with that, we'll leave you with...
Bleh.